And welcome to another episode of the Type 1 Radio Lounge, broadcasting here on type1radio.com. And I am Sonic. I am joined by Swarmy.
Namaste, all.
Reset.
Hello, hello.
And we welcome Jay back to Type 1 Radio Lounge. Hello, Jay. How have you been, my friend?
I've been good, guys. It's good to be here at the end of all things, as Frodo said to Samwise.
Yeah. So over here...
Well, for any unfamiliar with Jay, this is Jay Parker, known from various... networks and shows who began here on Type 1 Radio. Sonic just forgot his last name for a minute.
I just assumed that everybody listening would know who Jay was. Cause
I think they know.
We're one big family here. Even the listeners.
This is true.
So it's a bonfire night over here, and it is basically the weekend before the apocalypse. Strap in,
does
folks.
It say that on the calendar or something? Big yeah. Red letter.
Yeah. It says Tuesday, November the 8th, end of the world day.
As we know it.
Oh, my God. So... where should we? Where exactly should we begin with this? Every week, it just the ante just keeps ramping up, and when you didn't think that it'd get any higher, or indeed scraping the pits of hell, it goes one step beyond every time. So. I mean, I'm sat here sort of looking into the fire, but how does it actually feel in the belly of the beast? Over to you
toasty
guys.
Toasty warm.
It's smelly. It's smelly. Yeah,
well, there's that too.
Yeah. Well, the big story since Friday, last Friday, has been in America that the FBI has reopened their investigation in Hillary Clinton and the email scandal, because what had happened simply was on October 3rd, the local New York Police Department, in their investigation of Anthony Weiner and his pedophile activities in sexting a 15-year-old girl, executed a warrant, went to Weiner's property, and seized computers and routers, and on those devices, they found 650,000 emails that had been stored from the time that Hillary was Secretary of State. Supposedly they contain, shall we say, the smoking gun of child sex trafficking, child exploitation sexually, pay for play at the State Department, treason as far as high-level confidential material passed through Hillary Clinton's State Department to foreign actors, and it just goes on and on.
Oh yeah. Had you heard what the file that had all this juicy stuff in it was labeled on that computer?
Supposedly, it was called life insurance.
Right.
And. I have to say, along with James Woods, the actor, if 10% of this is true, we're headed straight off a cliff here in America. Because if Hillary and George Soros tried to steal the election. And it's obvious in America, people who are following information on the web, that Donald Trump is kicking her ass. You know, she has a rally in Florida. She'll get 2,000 people in Tampa. This happened this week. And the same day, Trump will hold a rally in Florida, and he got 20,000 people.
You know, to go along with this, I got to say it's kind of funny. I don't know how many of you have been watching the unedited debates and, you know, just the rallies they've been holding. But yeah, when Hillary holds a rally, you hear some clapping, you know, some people cheering, whatever. But when Trump holds a rally, you really do hear a whole crowd of people just cheering. Mm-hmm. And they seem to be editing that out of the mainstream newscast.
Well, that's don't turn the cameras and show the crowd.
No. And Trump has had to change in his rallies, has had to adjust locations because the venues they had originally chosen couldn't hold the crowd that shows up. and it's just amazing to watch what's happening. And for those of us who have any insight into what had, you know, been treated by mainstream as conspiracy theories and craziness, well, you know, we all get this stuff. We've been talking about it for years. And our friend Jay has been much deeper and much more affected than any of us who are simply watching what's happening. And that's why this Swami invited Jay to come and join us today, because this information about the Clintons and their inner circle being involved in satanic ritual. And I mean, this stuff is bubbling out, and mainstream is going to have to address it. Unless they just shut down the grid, which they are now preparing Americans to have happen through the mainstream. They're saying there can be a grid shutdown, terrorist attacks, just, you know, and they're talking about this now. They're setting it up, you know.
Well, sure. I mean, we have a problem. If anyone follows Infowars.com, which I've been doing, although I usually don't, I've been following it fairly closely because of the election season. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, people are not pretending that Donald Trump is Jesus.
Right,
they're
right.
Simply acknowledging the fact if they had a choice between electing the most corrupt politician or someone who's going to renegotiate NAFTA, stop TPP, and stop forced vaccination, people are like, well, Trump seems to be more of a human being than this sellout Hillary Clinton. And so they're going with Clinton. They're just facing the fact that she's too corrupt. And so the Democrats are walking away from her.
It's a choice between a psychopath and a megalomaniac, and it's
there you go. I like to say it's the difference between you know, Hillary's out of control, whereas Donald, his handlers and his people have enough respect for the institutions of law and order in America to keep up the facade, whereas Hillary is like a loose cannon of evil. She's hurt and killed so many people that there's blowback.
Right.
I mean, she has, according to the ClintonBodyCount.com, close to 60 bodies attached to her and Bill. And when you kill that many people, you're going to get some blowback. They're going to come after you.
And that's not including all the people that threw her signatures on pieces of paper in as the Secretary of State, you know, bombing various places around the world, you know. So right. It's probably a lot more than 60.
Well, but really, come on, how screwed up is it that a site like that even exists?
Yeah.
Well, and the truth of the matter being that there is a very real possibility that we will not be able to get together next weekend. This is real. This is happening. There is war going on between government factions right now.
You know, actually, this is one of the stories I kind of wanted to talk about. It's one I saved while I was gone. The headline, this is from Fortune, is someone is testing methods for taking down the entire internet.
Yep. Well, if they take grid down due to whatever they say it may be, then they don't even have to worry about the net so much because, you know, the word is that all communication will get shut down. And if no one's got electricity, you know, what do we got? Smoke signals. What else?
Yeah, and then
I have a wind-up watch.
And then, if they do put it back on, they could initiate. I'm just going to... Bless me.
Gesundheit.
Like in Person of Interest, where the put on the sort of the dark
AI machine.
Yeah, the dark AI machine.
And then we get the birth of Internet 2.
Yes.
Which we've been discussing for a long time, where certain things, such as what we do, and our various associations. And connections to people and places and networks and sites just simply won't be there anymore.
Well, there's one screwy story I was reading the other day that was talking about, you heard the term the Internet of Things?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So the fact that everything is, you know, kind of interconnected now in this web, and they were talking in this article about NSA. I forget exactly who it was, but there was some NSA official had hacked into a vehicle. And because there's so much computer technology in vehicles these days, he was actually able to remotely control the vehicle via the internet.
Yeah.
Which I thought was kind of crazy.
Well, that's why they say that, what was his name? Michael Henningsen, something like that? That's what happened with his vehicle.
Mm.
He died in that car wreck. Out in California not that long ago.
Yeah, and it's a trippy thought when you think that, okay, so all these things are interconnected in a web now. Everything's basically, you know, connected to the net. If they can do that to a vehicle, why couldn't they do it to any freaking thing that's connected to this?
Well, they were saying that, you know, the partial shutdown of various websites on the East mm-hmm. Coast and West Coast mm-hmm. of the week, some of that was used
beta testing
through the Internet of Things, like people's yep. printers were used to send various malware and stuff to the sites to create the DOD.
DDoS?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd read about this, and basically, yeah, what it is the fact that all these things are interconnected, it's like you don't think about the fact that, okay, if like your refrigerator, if it's connected to the net, it's there. You don't necessarily log in with a name and a password, but they do exist and they can be infiltrated by someone. And what it was all these things, they were infiltrated by someone on a mass scale. And basically it just overloaded the servers. And I think it was things like, Twitter, Netflix, there were a couple other things that just completely went down because they were flooded with information from these things. And that's basically what a, you know, DDoS attack is.
Have you watched any of the Black Mirrors, the new series of Black Mirror?
I've seen a little of it.
One of them was about there was like little artificial AI bees that were, because the bees had like, you know, died out, that they were pollinating, and then they were attached. There was like a this Twitter meme going around voting who should die, and they'd attack the person who got the most votes.
Oh my!
So things like that. You know, Charlie Brooker does it again.
Yeah, really. When Jay and this Swami were speaking earlier, he had mentioned that this leading up to the sound bite I asked you to have set up there, Sonny. the traditionally, staunchly left liberal apologist media for those in control and positions of power are now beginning to disassociate themselves from them because they see what we're actually moving into. Now, this Swami had Sonic load up a piece from a guy, I believe his name is Cenk Yeager. He does the Young Turks. And this is like he would be the leftist equivalent to Alex Jones. And if you could, Sonic, if you're prepared, let's hear what one of the biggest apologists and defenders for the Obama administration, the Clintons, and everything that has been going on in this country in the past 20 years has to say now about Hillary Clinton. Please hit play.
So often I get questions from people in Washington, whether they're in the mainstream media or they're part of the Democratic Party, or they just live and breathe in Washington and New York as well. Why do you guys think that Hillary Clinton is corrupt or has any kind of problems? I don't get it. Why does the country say that? Why are her poll numbers not so great? I don't get it. The reason they don't get it is because they're in the same bubble as she is. They're in the same culture as she is. They're in the same class as she is. So to them, they genuinely like Hillary Clinton. They roughly know her. They know her team. They work with her team. They are all in the same circle. So they don't get it. So that's why when I made my prediction that Hillary Clinton would win, but by a razor thin margin, and I've been saying this election is going to be super close from months ago, right after the Democratic convention, when I was on ABC's This Week, I said, at that point, and they said, not at the end, but at that point, where do you stand? At that point, I thought Trump had a slight advantage. But I've always thought, and I've always told you guys, for as long as we've known who the two candidates are, that this was going to be a razor thin election. The reason I think that is because I know that Hillary Clinton's support in the country is super soft. People do not like her. That's not my anecdotal evidence. That's not the cocktail circuit. Those are polls. She's the second most disliked candidate in American history. She's lucky to be running against the most unpopular candidate in American history, as long as we've had polling. But you think that that's just that American people are wrong? And yes, in Washington they think that. Oh, the American people sitting there in Ohio and Florida, they don't know what they're doing. The uneducated masses. No, Hillary's great. If they just had more education, they'd know and like her as much as we do. No, they're not wrong. Now, apparently you don't understand, so I'm going to explain it to you. Okay? So, Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton together have taken over $3 billion in terms of direct salaries through speeches, etc., from multinational corporations and banks. They've also taken campaign donations, independent expenditures, and money to the Clinton Foundation. When you put all that together for their career over the last 40 years, they've taken $3 billion. Now you say, hey, 40 years is a long time, and one of those is a charity. Yes, but it's not $3 million. It's $3 billion. and the Clintons themselves are worth at least $150 million. Now, you in Washington find that perfectly normal. The rest of the country goes, somebody's going to want something in return for that $3 billion. You know why? Because it's not because they're stupid. It's not because they're local yokels. No, it's because they have normal common sense. Somebody gives you that much money, they want something in return. Everybody outside of Washington and New York knows that. You in Washington and New York, you also know that, but you've forgotten it. Very conveniently forgotten it. Now then, folks in the establishment say, well, I don't get it. She's not the most corrupt candidate. That's true, she's not. I can name you dozens of politicians that are more corrupt, both on the Republican and Democratic side, people who have taken literal bribes, and then people who work for their donors even more enthusiastically. John Boehner would literally hand out checks for the tobacco industry in the middle of a vote on the tobacco industry, on the floor of the House. He'd be like, here's your check, here's your check. He's incredibly corrupt. And I can list you literally hundreds of other politicians that are that corrupt. So why pick on poor Hillary Clinton? Because even though she might not be the most corrupt, she is a symbol of that corruption. Get it through your head, because you don't get it. Because here she is, she's a living embodiment of the establishment, the status quo, this system that the whole country believes has been corrupted. Over 90% of Americans believe that money corrupts politics. And Dave, and look, this is one measure, and by this measure, there's an argument for the Clintons being the most corrupt. They've taken the most amount of money, $3 billion. You can say until you're blue in the face, but that's not fair. Some of it went to charity. And boy, those speeches were fantastic. And for a while, I would have paid $225,000 for those speeches too. Yeah, maybe. But not a lot of people are buying that. Of course they want something in return. There's a story out from the Podesta emails about how companies pay into the Clinton Foundation and give direct money to the Clintons, Bill Clinton, for speaking so that they can get an audience with Hillary Clinton because they've got important cases, billions of dollars in cases in front of the US government. We see the corruption. You have purposely chosen in Washington and New York because you're part of the establishment not to see that corruption. But the rest of us see it clear as day. Now that doesn't mean she's worse than Donald Trump. I have argued the opposite. But just because she's not as bad as Mussolini doesn't make her an angel. Get it through your thick head. The American people see the problems with Hillary Clinton. So why are they so upset, the American people? Because they're right, the system has been rigged. We live in a Walmart economy where the guys who used to have some degree of, you know, respect in their jobs and in their lives, and they'd go out and they'd work on an assembly line or a great number of other jobs. Now everybody's working minimum wage and God, it kills them, but they gotta go get food stamps. And yeah, they're blaming the wrong people for the problems. Some of them are Democrats, some of them are Republicans, but they're getting crushed out there. Why? Well, those multinational corporations gave billions of dollars to politicians, and in return, they got lower taxes. They got to offshore all their tax burdens. So, quote unquote, bad companies, companies that a lot of liberals don't like ExxonMobil, but also quote unquote, good companies, Apple. I like Apple, I got an iPhone. But I don't like that they hide billions of dollars of their money offshore, and they do. Why? Because they know that they pay off the politicians, and every once in a while, instead of paying 35% in taxes, the politicians make a deal and they pay 5% in taxes for their tax holiday. That's how they crush us. That is how you get income inequality. The minimum wage hasn't moved in years upon years upon years. We're arguing whether it should be $15 in federal minimum wages right now, $7.25. That's what creates this crushing economy. Yeah, you might have a job, but it ain't a good one. It's not one you're excited about. It's not one you're proud of. It's not one that you want to pass on to your kids. It's real. And Hillary Clinton is the embodiment of that corrupt system. And you wonder why her support is so soft. You wonder why a week out from the election, she's now tied or losing to Donald Trump. That's why. That's why. Open your eyes. We've been on this, on the Young Turks, on this show, we've been trying to get you to open your eyes for now over a year through this entire election process. It wasn't so that we could brag about being right. It's just so you can get on the right path so that we don't have a monster like Donald Trump winning. But you can't see straight. You can't see straight. No, I don't see the corruption. I don't see it. You guys are all being unfair. Hillary's great. Why can't you guys see that she's great? She's not great. The American people don't think that. They think she is part, not in whole, not solely responsible, nowhere near it, but part of that systemic corruption. So when you talk about that overall, the system, it is not one person. The Clintons didn't fix it by themselves. My God, the Republicans, the guys who claim that they're against crony capitalism, they mastered the art of crony capitalism. Almost everything they do is in service of the donors. The way that Scott Walker will follow orders of his donors to a T is humiliating. It's embarrassing. And I can go down the list, Paul Ryan, Chris Christie, you name it, all of them giving millions, sometimes billions of dollars in favors to their donors. The way that Ted Cruz grovels to the Mercers. Oh, I've got principles, I'm not going to endorse Donald Trump. The guys who gave him $13 million, the Mercer family, goes, you endorse him. He goes, yes, sir, absolutely, sir, and he endorses them. I know they're all corrupt. But yes, Hillary's part of that. Yes, it takes a village. It takes a village to do that kind of systemic corruption. But she's perceived by a lot of Americans as the mayor of that village. And the reason you can't see that, if you live in Washington or New York and you're part of the establishment, is because it's your village. You're in that village. And I'm here to tell you that you've got it all wrong. Hillary Clinton is an enormously weak candidate because of all the things that I just outlined here. Now, there's a week left. I don't know that there's much you could do about it. We warned you 1,000 times. We didn't warn you because we wanted all of you guys to be in trouble and for the system to crash overnight. We don't want to burn down the media. Are you crazy? We're not right-wingers. We want to help the media get better so you don't play he said, she said games. I don't want the economy to crash. I want the economy to get better. We warned you about all that, not because we were against you, but because we thought we could make this country better by fixing that corrupt system, and we're going to. No matter who wins, we're going to fight not just as hard, twice as hard, whether it's Trump or Clinton. And we're not going to stop until we win. We will beat this establishment because it is crushing the American people. But all this also done so that a monster borderline fascist like Trump doesn't get in charge. Because if you don't fix the underlying problem, you're going to get a populist who wins. The only question is it a populist on the left or a populist on the right? And what you have enabled is a monster like Trump to pretend to be a populist from the right and is now this close to winning and becoming the most powerful man on earth. We warned you. Turn around, for God's sake, turn around. That doesn't mean you don't vote for Hillary Clinton today. That certainly doesn't mean you vote for Donald Trump. I'm talking about after the election. There's only a week left now to the election. There's not much you can do. She can't reposition herself now, nor would I want her to. It would be utterly false, just like everything else. And you see it in the Podesta emails. She says, I have a private face and a public face. And those things, my positions oftentimes are not the same publicly and privately. We know it. I read the emails. You even know it. You just don't want to acknowledge it. But after the election is over, if you think, if she wins by that razor-thin margin, and you think, oh, problem averted, we're done with it, we're done, we don't need this anymore, now the establishment's back in charge, let's keep giving those tax breaks to the incredibly rich and the multinational corporations and to our donors, and just call it normal. Hey, it's just normal. What are you guys getting all upset over? Well, next time, you'll have a monster like Trump, but he won't be so stupid. And then he might not only win, but go further than that, bring in majorities with him, and really gain control. For God's sake, turn around, because it's the right thing to do. Plus, if you don't, you're going to get slaughtered. If it isn't a week from now, I guarantee you it'll be 4 years from now.
Okay. Okay. Now, Jay, when we were speaking earlier, you had mentioned that Chris Matthews from MSNBC had said approximately what?
Chris Matthews basically said, if you don't want anything to change, if you still want bad trade deals that ship out your manufacturing jobs, if you like Wall Street corruption, basically Hillary Clinton Clinton is your candidate. She's the status quo, bought and paid for politician owned by the special interests. And he was really concise and abrupt, and it was pretty shocking. He was basically saying Hillary is a POS.
Right.
And never thought I'd see him go there, but obviously people who are paying attention to the information that the New York police have and believe that the New York police are going to release that information regardless of what the FBI and the Department of Justice do, because according to Hagerman from the Hagerman report, a former Department of Justice prosecutor, his friends in the New York Police Department, chief level, have said to him that there is child exploitation, there is satanic ritual stuff on there, and there's also what is described as Jeffrey Dahmer type activity. Okay.
Right.
So we're talking Jeffrey Dahmer type activity with children, and Hillary is involved in it. And that's why these police are saying, go ahead and try to stop us. We'll die to get this.
Right.
That's what they've stated.
Well, in this, you know, Jay, since you've been, you know, a little more attentive to what's going on through InfoWars, were you shocked, as this Swami was, by seeing that Steve Pachinik is now showing his face and discussing that a counter coup is underway? For those unfamiliar, Steve Pachinik was the head of PSYOPs within the U.S. government. He's been personally involved in the takedown of six different governments on this planet. But he had not allowed his face to be seen. Whenever he would guest somewhere, they would show this old photo from the 70s. But now, he has stepped out, showing his face and talking about the levels of corruption that many of us, you know, could point at or speculate about. This guy knows. And he knows people who know.
Well, Swami, we have a real problem here, is that because of the national security laws that were passed after 9/11, right, they set up a system where, of course, everybody who thinks knows this, that everything that's on the web, every email, every phone call, okay, every communication, all right, is gathered up, you know, at the hubs of the internet and taken to the NSA and the Department of you know, the military intelligence, CIA, NSA, there's 17 different alphabet soup intelligence agencies, and they all get to look at this information. And what's happened is, according, this is really interesting, what Pachinik said was that the reason that the white hats in the intelligence service have not made this move previously was they were waiting for the American people. There are now enough American people that can handle the truth. Yeah. And now the truth is coming out.
There's just no way left for them to dodge it without bringing about circumstances that just literally lock things down or doing great destruction.
Well, I mean, the psychopaths that are behind Hillary and her gang, I mean, they're definitely being told by the 17 intelligence agencies that their time is over and they will not be allowed in power again. Now, the thing is, Pechenik has got like 4 videos out on the web right now. And one of the things he says was he was lauding, giving kudos to Henry Kissinger, George Herbert Walker Bush, saying, oh, what great guys Kissinger and Herbert Walker Bush are because of what they did during Watergate and what they did during different crises in the past. What he's saying there, everyone that reads the truth about our civilization since the murder by the dark occult of JFK knows that Kissinger and Herbert Walker Bush are deep Illuminati operatives and pedophiles. But what he's saying by lauding those men and giving them praise is he's telling the Illuminati that's out there, you know, the 10%, the 15% of the population that is dark occult, mind-controlled, fourth-dimensional, possessed human beings that are into pedophilia and child sacrifice. He's saying, listen, we're not going to come after you. This isn't going to be the start of a witch hunt. We just want a peaceful transition to power to Donald Trump, okay? And, you know, let Hillary go her way, you know? Let her face the music. And essentially, by him praising the old guard Illuminati, he's telling the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers that they're protected, they're not going to be attacked in this anti-Clinton coup. But of course, if they want to, you know, these people have to recognize that the NSA, since probably 2002, have records and their analysis, you know, in the financial world, in everything. They know. I mean, when you take a cell phone picture with your phone, it goes right to the NSA.
Right, right. There ain't nowhere else for it to go.
Well, I'm saying that they haven't analyzed. They know where the pedophile rings are, and they're willing now at this time. No, absolutely. I don't think the good guys in the FBI and CIA and NSA run pedophile rings.
Right.
All right. I mean, you know. I mean, when I went to that Christian when my best friend in 1963 was murdered by the cult in Arden, and he went to the police in Arden, Delaware, to the Newcastle County Police, they said to the man, well, we know what's going on in Arden with the child murder and the child abuse and everything. And they said, we can't do anything about it because the Illuminati murdered 3 police that in the 1930s were investigating the cult in Arden and trying to shut it down. But we've gotten to the point now in, you know, 2016, that the corruption by these people is killing the country. And this is why Pechenik says this is a second American revolution. And what they're offering to the old guard Illuminati is simply, we're not going to come after you, because his saying on InfoWars that Kissinger's a good guy and that Herbert Walker Bush is a good guy is simply his way of telling the old guard Illuminati that they're going to, the NSA and the CIA that are doing this coup are going to continue to maintain the lie of Kissinger's good, Bush is good, you know, all these Rockefellers are good people, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Right, right.
But, you know, it might come if Hillary and her cohorts want to steal the election and want to fight Trump's ascension to power, which, you know, by any way of looking at it, Trump is destroying Hillary Clinton, destroying. Mm-hmm. This is a landslide bigger than the 1980 Reagan landslide.
Mm-hmm.
So if they decide to steal the election, all bets will be off. And I just have to say I'm really thankful that the conservatives in America spent the last 30 years getting guns and learning how to use them, while the social justice warriors decided to find a safe space.
Oh, jeez.
Mm-hmm. Well, the way it comes down to a fight, the conservatives are going to kick some A.
Well, there's even been, and we've, Jay, you weren't here for this, but we've spoken a bit about the UX 16 exercise called, which stands for Unconventional Warfare Exercise, wherein the military is preparing to take on the factions of itself who are going to step away from the current military structure since Obama went and fired and got rid of so many admirals and generals who would not carry out the disarm America orders. They are preparing for a literal guerrilla warfare fight in America against those who would fight for freedom, those who would fight for our constitutional republic.
I totally agree with you, Swami, that it could get real ugly real fast, and that there are corrupt people and there are computerized systems that the anti-democratic forces in America could use against the people. But I'm, you know, all I have to say is I don't know how this is going to turn out. I think it's going to be an exciting season finale to America. But, you know, I really think that if you look at this with any kind of common sense, we have conservatives for the last 30 years that have stockpiled weapons and know how to use them against a bunch of social justice warrior leftists that wouldn't know how to operate a rifle if their life depended on it. So, I mean, you have 4 million to 5 million military and police in America. You notice how Donald Trump is very, very close to the military and the police. He's always lauding the military and the police. I mean, he's doing that because if this comes down to a fight in the streets, let me tell you, the military and police are going to back Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, police states properly.
No, absolutely. I mean, my biggest fear about Trump is that he is a Nazi.
Yeah.
I mean, make no mistake about it. I mean, when he says he likes search and frisk, that's not good.
No. And see, the unfortunate part, you know, or one of the many unfortunate aspects about our current political situation is it's very much like saying, hey, I got this here rusty nail. Guess what? You get to choose. Would you like this shoved in your left eye or your right eye?
Yeah.
See, you get a choice. You're free. What?
Well, you know, Swami, there's a guy named John David Oates. He does reverse speech technology work.
Yep.
And he has analyzed Trump's speeches, and Trump is actually telling the truth. According to reverse speech technology, he's not lying.
Right.
Now, of course, that just might mean that he's mind controlled to believe the bull that he's saying.
But if not, he's a crazy fucker.
Maybe
people kind of wish that he was lying on some parts, but I think that's probably the scary thing, that he's probably not. He's probably like, because he is his own biggest fan, isn't he? But whenever he's whatever speech, he just like bigs himself up all the time. I can wholeheartedly believe that he believes what he says, and he isn't lying. Whereas Hillary, because she's been in a network of snakes for the past 4 decades, and probably had that mindset in her before she even went into politics, if the same technology was used on her, pretty much everything she said would be a lie, because her mind is probably so fractured that she doesn't believe anything that she says.
Well, that's why they've exposed that she's, admitted she's got a public policy position as well as a private policy position, which are not the same. She gave these speeches to Goldman Sachs, to wherever else, these major banks, Wall Street stuff, she's talking about she wants open borders. She wants, but that's not her public position, and it can't be. It's a big con job. For those who are not aware enough of how these things work, those of us who have the understanding of how these things work, all the way down to, the actual psychological processes used to get someone into the worst of the dark occult positions, is all done step by step, very specific programming techniques. By the time they're there, it's too late. They've got no other hope but the lust for power and greed.
Did you hear?
Well, Pechenica's made it clear that they're not going to have a witch hunt if they let Hillary peacefully lose this election. They're not going to have a witch hunt. But you've got to admit to yourself, okay, this is the 17 police and intelligence organizations coming to the Illuminati Council of 13 in public, and saying, guys, we love you, but we're not in love with you. We can't let this psychopathic woman, because she's guilty of treason and child sacrifice, we're not going to let her in the White House. Go with Trump, again. Take your lumps, and in 4 years, bring up a new Democrat and try to get the people to vote for communism. They're just not going to let her in office. And if they try to steal it, when you're in an organization like the military, you become loyal to generals that you work for. So all those fired generals have deep, deep connections inside the military. And secret coup that's being done by the 16 agencies of the White Hats, let's call them, they control the chessboard of information. I don't think there's any way the Illuminati can beat these guys.
It's highly unlikely.
Did you hear Freeman's show from last week with Josh Reeves and him talking about Trump's links to Scientology? I mean, I haven't looked into that this week, but that would be quite scary as well, wouldn't it, if get like a Scientologist dictator.
Well, that's why where we're at is on the edge of the cliff. You know, something is going to happen.
Yeah.
None of us sitting here know for sure, but the likelihood is that it's going to be enormously disruptive to people's lives, no matter what they do or do not know.
And to top it all, the Cubs won. No!
Oh, that's that's a sign of the apocalypse right there.
There you go.
Isn't that Revelation?
Well, you know, the last time that the Cubs were in the World Series, Thomas Edison was breathing and sliced bread was not yet available. So for the Cubs fans, whose mantra for 108 years has been, maybe next year, this is literally the best thing since sliced bread.
You know, there was also this crazy little story that I heard. Don't quote me on where the guy was from. I have no idea. But in a high school yearbook from like the 1990s, guy wrote in someone's yearbook, that 2016 was the year the Cubs would win. And it actually happened. That was a weird one. Definitely.
Recently went out in public in the Hillary for Prison 2016 hoodie. And you would not believe the looks, the silent eyes to the ground nods that people gave as they saw this. It was, and then, you know, being a Swami and being capable of more subtle perceptions, it was amazing to just monitor how people, you know, here in the little corn village of Charleston, Illinois, which is not close to anything of any importance. It's just everyone is stunned. They don't know which way to turn. They don't know which opinion to express, how to face what's happening.
This is all part of the Stockholm syndrome. But this is like Stockholm syndrome times like a million, because it's like I said earlier, it's which psychopath or megalomaniac do you want? And on that note, we'll draw this first hour to a close. And I've got a tune lined up here, quite apt, I think. And for our listeners out there, once the tune's finished, refresh your player and you'll rejoin us for part two of Type 1 Radio Lounge. Enjoy this. This is Radiohead and Burn the Witch.
This is a